Kashmir deer roam the snowy slopes of the Dattigam National Park on the outskirts of Srinagar in search of food. There are only 260 of the animals left in the world. Locally known as Hangul, the male stags are characterized by their impressive antlers. Hangul travel to lower ground in search of food in the winter. Given their low numbers, conservationists say they aren't taking any chances. Wildlife workers scatter vegetables for the animals, although there are some uninvited guests at the feast.
These are the spots basically which are being visited by the animal on the regular basis. So then actually these spots are being already identified in advance, and every time there's a heavy snowfall, the field staff just go and ensure that at the right places this supplementary feed is being scattered on the ground.
There were up to 5,000 Hangul in Indian-administered Kashmir in the 1990s, but that number had fallen to less than 200 by 2015.
In the old days, the Hanguls used to roam in the area, in orchards, everywhere. But over the years, I've witnessed a sharp decline in their numbers, maybe because of poaching or other reasons. Now we hardly see any.
Conservationists blame poaching and habitat loss for the decline. Teams of wildlife volunteers patrol for poachers when the Hangul come down from the mountains.
Because this is the real time during which we can maybe, during which the poaching, there's a chance of poaching in and around the Dattigam National Park. So our team, we patrol around the Dattigam National Park in these conservation areas, in these tough times.
But experts say the bigger challenge now is the loss of habitat.
The landscape has changed. Industries have come up. People are living near the border of the park. They're also losing grazing grounds as nomadic herds migrate here for pastures for their cattle.
While the small increase in Hangul numbers over the past 7 years is being celebrated, conservationists say the real measure of success will be if they can once again survive in the wild and without help. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera,